Blog Talk Radio.
Today's episode of the A New Day Show. Happy Sunday, everyone. Here in Connecticut, we are experiencing some April showers, so we are excited. The plants are smiling and the earth is praising for the water. So we are excited. I am super blessed to be on this broadcast with you today, with a returning guest and a dear friend and brother of mine, Dr. Gerald Higginbottom, who has been hanging out with me in the virtual green room. And he always lights up the board when he's on, because he always have amazing information that he will pass on to us. You know that for a few months now, we have been doing different stories from a book called What's Possible. But on occasions, we introduce a live guest who is doing things that we see fits into what's possible in our lives. And today, Dr. Gerald Higginbottom is doing some amazing thing with the Life Movement. He's a new author. He is just a phenomenal, phenomenal gentleman. And I want to thank guests on 3907, guests on 0544, and guests on 3866. Thank you so much for calling in. If and when you would like to speak, if you just press 1, it will allow you to raise your hand. And if you do not raise your hand, I will be opening your line to find out what you would like to say, because I love to have my listeners engage in the conversation. So I want to thank you all for coming this evening. The chat room is open. I want you to tweet, call your neighbors, your enemies, everybody, because they really won't want to miss this amazing dialogue this evening with my friend and brother, Dr. Gerald Higginbottom. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And without any further delay, I want to bring on live Dr. Gerald Higginbottom. Dr. Gerald, how are you?
Live and in color. How you doing, my precious sister?
I am wonderful, and I'm so blessed to have you on this evening. I can't wait to hear what you're going to be rolling out tonight, because I know every time you come, it's always an amazing episode. So I want to ask people to get your pens, get your pad, get your tablets, whatever it is that you have that you can record information on. I want you to get it. And get your water too, so that you don't have to disturb listening to this conversation. So, for those who don't really know who you are, and the only reason they wouldn't is if they have not been listening to the show. So, because you have been on here numerous times, please take a few moments to introduce yourself to the listeners, Dr. Gerald.
Well, thank you, Daphne. I am so honored to be on your show. Every time I get on, I hear about coming on the show, I get so excited. I'm so fired up.
Thank you.
Well, listen, you know what I got to tell you what I've been doing here lately. Just released the latest book called This Is Your Captain Speaking, Life Lessons Learned at 35,000 Feet. And I am so excited about the book, because it's adding value to people's lives. I just flew the jet out to Los Angeles here, and I had, I don't know if people have watched any of the on television show, but there's a restaurant on their show called Sweetie Pies. And I had Miss Ravi Montgomery on board the jet. I flew her out to Los Angeles, her and her son Tim, and I gave her a copy of the book. She got off the airplane saying, "Doc, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When I get back to town, I'm going to, I'm telling you now, I'm using the last chapter in the book, giving an applause, standing ovation. I'm going to do that to the team. I don't need no words now, because I got your words in this book. I'm not changing a thing. This is it." She got me fired up. I mean, I just flew her to Los Angeles. So she wants to put the book in the stores. So I'm so excited, Daphne. Now, for those
beautiful,
who don't know me.
Beautiful. But you mentioned, I want you, because maybe there are some people who really don't know the amount of hats you wear. So give them a brief introduction about who you are and why were you flying this lady?
Well, for those that don't know me, I'm just a servant. I'm just here to serve the people and make an impact. My name is Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Living, Learning, and Faith Every Day, better known as LIFE. It's an alternative educational company, and we're in the business of rebuilding communities, but with a major emphasis on rebuilding people, helping them fulfill their purpose to get to where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And I've been on a mission ever since the night Dr. King was assassinated. So it's 44 years and 18 days now. I'm from Los Angeles. I was part of the first Watts riot out there on August 11, 1965, and I got a wake-up call. And 3 years later, when Dr. King was assassinated, I accepted the call to look at how we can begin to create better communities. Mm-hmm. And so I've been on a mission. Mm-hmm. And so I've helped to create a bottom-up model that can literally transform our inner cities, move people from poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency to knowledge, wealth, power, interdependency. That's because we got to get to the wealthy place, because many of us are headed to the poverty place. Mm-hmm. You know, with God, he said, "I've given you power to get wealth, Daphne. You've been anointed to get wealth." He said in Psalm 66:12, "I got men that have ridden over your head. You've gone through fire and through water, but I brought you out into the wealthy place." So, I mean, as a pilot, I fly people to places. And so when I saw that in the Bible talking about, he said, the wealthy place. Mm. And so I'm taking folks to the wealthy place. You know, it is so exciting. It is time for change. We can't keep doing what we've been doing. The definition of insanity or stupidity in many African-American case, plantation psychosis, is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome. We have to change. We got Ms. D., we got to become the change that we want to see here in the earth. As a matter of fact, our motto should be, if it is to be, it's up to we.
That's right. You know, Dr. G, you sound so excited about the bottom-up movement and and the paradigm shift that you have taken to see a better result. I get excited when I hear you talk about it, but yet there are many of us who are sitting on the sideline and saying, oh no, we can't do anything with this government. We can't do anything because we got the wrong color. We live in the wrong state. We live in the wrong town. Yet you get so excited about it. And you know that this is the answer that our people have been waiting on.
That's
Why
true.
Do you think all of what I just mentioned is a mere crutch that people are holding on to?
Well, because many people don't know who they are. And see, when you don't know who you are, you're not going to know what you are.
That's
and when
right.
you don't know what you are, you're not going to know what you can become and what you've been called to do. And
that's
so
right.
we've been off course. And I know as a pilot, 1 degree off course, you won't arrive at your destination.
That's right.
We've been off for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gotta make a quick mid-course correction. I'm not interested in the government. They lost.
That's right now.
And the government's lost. Anytime you take God out of a piece of the process, you can't have nothing but corruption. No,
that's
no,
right.
no. The government's lost. They off course. And so what has to happen is we the people. And see, here's one thing that I'm concerned with. I am. And I tell your listening audience, they can get this from me. I got a 41-page document that I can love to send to them, or we'll put it up on the website, where there's been a contract in America for the last 400 years that have this white anti-black contract that's been going on for far too long.
Mm-hmm.
And many African Americans have adopted that contract, and they use it. They may not kill one another. Well, they do that too, but we hurt each other by defaming our character. And what we got to do is we got to create a new social contract between us. Forget everybody. I'm talking about us, so that we're going to lift each other up, encourage one another, build each other up, operate off of unifying principles that add value to people's lives. And I tell you
The other thing, too, I think that is a vital missing part of all of this is we really don't know to whose we belong either, because if we understand to whom we belong, in addition to who we are, we won't buy into all of what's going on, but we will just claim what is rightfully ours.
I totally agree with you. That is critical. That's critical. You got to know whom you belong to.
That's right.
Because that's the only one that can. Purpose is only found in the mind of the Creator.
That's right. That's right.
And so you can't go ask this person here, what's my purpose?
That's
you,
right.
You got to go check. You know, when I fly that jet, if I got a problem with the jet, I promise you, I'm not coming in the back to ask you what's wrong with it.
Because
I promise
we
you,
are
I'm
passengers.
Not.
That's right.
I'm not going to ask the airplane what's wrong. What I'm going to do is identify it, get out the manual of the individual or company that created that vehicle, and I'm going to look in there and identify what it is and follow the process.
That's right.
To solve the issue.
That's right.
Everything's a process. And so we've been asking the government and this person and this group, forget that. Go check in with the Creator that created you, and he'll tell
that's
you your
right.
purposes, why
and
you're supposed
up,
to be here.
Pick up the manual that's written for us. Because Dr. G, just take a breath. I want to check in. I'm going to check in with a few of these people who have been holding on for a while. So
okay.
Just bear with us. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 3866. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, I'm Karen Burress from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello. Thank you for joining us. And do you have a question or remark for Dr. G?
Well, I know Dr. G, and I'm excited to say that I'm in Glasgow Village here in St. Louis, Missouri. And because of things that I've been learning through his example and also the documents that he has shared with me, we are totally transforming the community from all the negativity that has been exposed on the news and the television. There is changing, there is growth, there is so many wonderful things happening.
Wonderful.
And because, I'm sorry?
No, I said wonderful.
So I'm just so happy that I happened to actually run into Dr. G one day in Clayton, Missouri, And from that day forward, I realized that I do have purpose in this world, and God did give me skills, and he created me for this very day.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You know, I thank you, my sister, for calling in, because too many of us are afraid to share that which is good. And you have found, you encounter something that is now transforming not only you, but your community. And you have taken the time to call in to share it with the rest of the world. And I would love to applaud you for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was nice meeting you.
Nice.
And I look forward to more growth and change within me. And I realize it's within me to help change the community and within what God has given me and our Father God to change me.
Wonderful. I also want to ask a favor of you. If you would stop by the radio show, mark it a favorite, become a friend, and write a comment on the bottom part of that page about what you have just said. And I look forward to having you again. And you can continue, listener, if you want to join in the chat room, you can also do that. So again, I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're well. Okay. Bye. Now, caller, you are, hello caller, your last four digits are 0544. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? I guess that person does not want to talk. Then I'll go to the next caller. Hello caller, your last three digits are 3970. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from? Okay, maybe they don't want to talk. I'll come back to you, or I'll wait for you to raise your hand. Hello caller, your last four digits are 1145. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello.
You sound a little remote to me. My name is Cheryl Valley.
I also
am a current student of Dr. G's.
Nice.
And I just like to say that he's the missing piece to many of our puzzles. He has so many solutions to get us where we need to be.
Wonderful.
And he has such a strategy like I've never seen, a strategy I've never seen. And I've been around a while and a business owner for many years, and I just like to give him his kudos. Dr. G has a dynamic program.
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. And you heard what I asked the other caller. Would you please stop by the show page and write a remark, become a friend, and you will be kept informed of those who will appear on the show. And I want to thank you so much for calling in.
All right. I certainly will. Nice meeting you.
It's a pleasure, ma'am. And my next caller is on 2973. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, hello. My name is Kelsey Holmes. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, Mr. Holmes. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And I'm a student of Dr. G's, and I don't know. There's just so many accolades that you could pass on to Dr. G. I'm just glad to be a part of his group. And I will end it at that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And the request goes for you too, to leave a remark and mark the show favorite. Thank you so much. And thank you for calling in so that the rest of the world can be encouraged to know that the best is yet to come if they claim it. Thank you.
Okay. You're certainly welcome. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir. And my next caller, your first three digits are 618. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Carl Kimmons, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, Carl.
Yes, I also am a student of Dr. G. And once I saw how dynamic his program was, I decided to make him my mentor.
Beautiful.
And really, he has added so much value to my life. I just feel like a better person just
Wonderful.
By knowing him.
Wonderful.
So, yes.
Wonderful.
So,
well, you keep up the good work, and, you know, anybody else you know that has any experiences, they need to call in and share it with the rest of the world as well. So keep up the good work, because if you in St. Louis can do it, so can the rest of the world. Okay?
So all right. Thank you, sister.
You're very welcome. Beautiful, Dr. G. So let's talk a little bit more. You are beginning to talk about the movement.
Yeah, I launched a movement in the country here about almost it's just over 10 years, 9.5 years old. I saw how the problems that we're having, and I began to put a process in place that would address the social ills, economic ills, and literally transform our inner cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about that. The movement is called the Life More Abundant Movement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people can learn about it. They can go out to
www.successcities.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
www.successcities.com. A lot of information out there. They can join the movement. It's free to sign up.
Yes.
But the movement, you know, the reason why Jesus came, he came so that people can have life and have it more abundantly, to get to the wealthy place.
Yes.
And so we've been off course. And so we got to have a life plan that will lead us from A, B, C, D, E, F, G to get to our destination. And we got to do it quickly now because in our society, that there's a wealth gap that's really it's widening every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
There's really only two group of people: the rich and the others. I mean, the poor. So part of my mission is to close that income gap, and I have the process now. I mean, it's phenomenal, and I give God all the glory because I know that only Him could do this.
That's right.
I'm just a messenger.
Yes, and a willing vessel.
And educate the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple books out here. I think people can go out to Amazon. As a matter of fact, if they go out to the facebook.com/ Captain Gerald, you know, they can get a free chapter of the book out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that book is designed to really to enlighten, to motivate, to empower. And the other book, Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking, we got the second edition of it out, which really speaks to the new knowledge-based economy and what it means, what it looks like, what's going to be required, what are the new components.
Mm-hmm.
When you read these books here, you will have a paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to say, oh, whoa, whoa.
Mm.
And the books are not big because I know it's been said if you want to hide
folk,
put it in a book.
That's
but
right.
But people got to understand that it will be the readers that will be the leaders in the 21st century.
That's right. That's the bottom line. If you are not reading, you are out.
You're not going to leave.
Would you pick up a pin? I have another caller, and I don't want to have them hold on too long because I know people have things to say.
Okay.
And I want to bring this guest on. Your last four digits are 0056. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? Well, I guess this person does not want to speak, so that's okay, too. Yes, Dr. G. So let's talk about, this is your captain speaking.
Okay. Well, you know, the book is real small. It has six chapters in it. And the first part of the book is about being laser focused. You know, we wrote this, you know, with me being a pilot for, I'll just say AA. Everybody else can figure out what the airline it is, with AA airline.
That's right, because they don't sponsor the show, so we're not going to call the name.
That's right. But correct. And so therefore, you know, having flown for Eastern Airlines and TWA, we've gone through a lot of changes, bankruptcies. And this particular company that I'm flying for now is going through some issues. And I see how the mood of the people was. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, we were inspired to kick this book out really to help the people to be able to make that transition, to let them know it's going to be all right. But this book has added value to children's lives because
mm-hmm.
it really spells it out how I operate that aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
operating our lives.
Absolutely. And it was, you know, lessons I've learned at 35,000 feet.
Mm.
People will be blessed by this book.
Mm-hmm.
As a
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, a gentleman that's one of the VPs at the company, I let him read it, and you know what? He wrote the foreword in the book.
Mm,
and so it was, the book is phenomenal.
Beautiful.
It's for the people. And, you know, we've created like 30 lessons around this book that we electronically send to people to help motivate them, to keep them moving, because right now we're in a dark place here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be the light and be able to provide direction for people to help them get to their new destination.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something. It is,
Go ahead.
It is, we got to have leadership now. Everything rises and falls on leadership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about positional leadership. I'm talking about leaders that truly can cast a vision that can add value to people to help get them to where they need to be. Leaders that are success-oriented or result-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do this, and we got to do it right now. We got to stop faking. We've been faking for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I know since Dr. King's death, and I'm going there, black folk, leadership, got some poor leadership right now,
mm-hmm.
and the communities are in trouble. So we need a new leadership,
mm-hmm.
not positional leadership, but leadership that casts visions, that have a life plan that can lead people to where they need to be,
mm-hmm.
where they can fulfill their purpose,
mm-hmm.
where they can truly be prosperous and successful, experience good success as they walk here in this earth realm.
Why do you think our leadership is in this complacent stage? Why do you think?
Well, several reasons. One, where can you go learn about true leadership? They don't teach it in school. And I'm not talking about position. I'm talking about leadership is nothing but influence, getting people to get involved with a mission, a cause that's going to better their lives. Not so much to be self-centered, but other-centered.
Mm-hmm.
Servant-type leadership.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that word leadership is overrated and overused.
Yes.
In our communities. But mm-hmm. when you're really talking about true leader, Jesus was a servant. He said the greatest among you will be servant to all.
That's right. That's
not,
right.
Not self-serving, but servant to others.
That's right. That's
and that's what's been missing because everybody's got their agenda of what's in it for me.
That's
and not
right.
really what's in it for my brothers and sisters to help
that's
them
right.
fulfill
that's
their purpose.
And that's
so
that's right.
I've come to the point that you have to become the change that you want to see.
Exactly.
And my mindset is, if it is to be,
it's up to me.
It's up to me. I mean, that's the philosophy. And, you know, people don't... Oh, I'm so excited, Daphne. They're about... look for me in USA Today here pretty quickly here. I just finished talking to the reporters, and we had such a good time. And they're about to put your brother out there on Front Street for being a game changer here in America at the grassroots
Wonderful.
Level. So I'm so excited about that piece, and they just named me one of the America's premier experts on helping to rebuild communities as well as people. So I'm not out there trying to make noise. We're just out there quietly executing.
That's right.
Helping,
That's what
helping
it's action
folks.
Time. It's action. Really action time. And I know, like you know, that it is never too late. So for those who are listening and are ready to take action, where do they begin?
I tell you, there's a couple places where they can begin. They can go out to www.successcities.com, because out there it'll lead you to several other places. It's like a journey that we got folks going on. They can go out to success-networking.net. Go out there and peruse those sites. They can go out to your captain, www.yourcaptainisspeaking.com. There's so many places mm-hmm. they can go that we put information that will add value to people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Daphne, I'm on a mission. Here's the other mission I'm on. I'm on a mission to raise up 1 million empowerment millionaires.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know the conversation I'm hearing 1 minute too often is that people are saying, I don't have the education and I am too old.
You know what, Daphne? Colonel Sanders was 66 years old when he founded Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm.
I don't want to hear that. And you know what? Let me tell you something about our educational system. The current system was set up for the industrial age. One of the I'm not going to put his name out there because I know their company ain't sponsoring you, but they were the ones that helped start the industry to help get the educational system rolling to get people hired to come work for their companies.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the current educational system has failed us. We're no mm-hmm. longer in the industrial age. We have shifted to the information. It's a different system. It's a different
That's
paradigm.
Right.
And so you're going to Can I give you the definition of the litter of the 21st century for your listeners?
Oh, sure.
It's not going to be the person that know how to read or write.
That's
it's going
right.
to be the person that do not know how to learn, unlearn, then relearn.
Exactly. Because that, as adults, 3/4 of the community now need to unlearn all those things that's holding them back.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
And that's what they are not ready to do. They are sitting down pointing fingers instead of emptying that garbage pail that is too full and running over of trash. They don't have a library card because they don't want to read. They are not buying a book for $20. They're not buying an audio book for $15. They don't have the money, yet they have the money to do everything else. So,
well, we're the biggest consumers. We go spend all money to get our nails done, get our hair done, but we won't spend no money to renew our minds.
That's right now. That's
Our priorities are out of order. You know, God said in the Word, Hosea 4:6, for those that don't believe me, he said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Ignorance has been our greatest enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we don't know that has been beating us up. And so we are now in a knowledge-based economy, knowledge is critical now.
Drink some water. Drink some water. And I want to remind the people, if you're in the chat room, feel free to call in 646-915-8166. And if you're on the phone line holding on and you want to say something, just by touching the number 1, that will allow you to raise your hand, and I know you would want to join in the conversation. And while Dr. G takes a sip of water, I want to take a brief commercial break.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And if you're just joining, my honored guest tonight is Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, the CEO and founder of Life.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. Superfastlinkbuilding.com.
All right, if you're just joining me, I am in conversation with Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. So call in 646-915-8166. Back to you, Dr. G. Hope your throat is moistened now and we can move along.
Hey, I'm ready. We've been cleared for takeoff.
Yeah, I want to thank all the people in the chat room. 3998054 3970 1145 2973 and 3998 for just hanging out on the phone lines and listening. I want you guys to go ahead and tweet your friends, your followers, your enemy, the neighbor you haven't spoken to for 10 years. This is your opportunity to have them call in here so that they can get this information firsthand. And if you would like to join the conversation, please press the number 1 and your hand will be raised. Yes, back to you, Dr. G.
Yeah, you know what we got to do, Daphne? I think that I look at Whitney Houston. She was a wonderful sister. She was successful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was successful. She sold over 144 million albums worldwide.
Wow.
I mean, she was the epitome of success.
Yeah.
However, her personal life, she wasn't too successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the Bible talks about the prosperities of fools will destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what the word says, Proverbs 132b. We've got to begin to look at the inner success, look at that inner man,
mm-hmm.
and begin to build from there. Because money just makes you bigger than what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to begin to look on the inside. African Americans, white folks, black folks, we got to begin now to start looking towards the inside that we're spiritual beings having a human
experience. Exactly, having a human experience. And we got to understand
we have to.
The important things of putting things in perspective.
It takes you to another level.
That's right. I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she was saying something to me that there's a gentleman that, you know, every time God kind of slaps him on his hand a little bit with a tester, he comes out getting cocky. And she says he needs to understand that it's really not about him, it's about God. And there's no reason to get cocky when you're working with God. And you know, a lot of us get money and it makes us stupid, but we still have to understand the importance of stay grounded in him. Because
absolutely.
when we get out of him, then everything goes wild. Everything goes wild because as you brought up Whitney, and it puzzled me when Kevin Costner said, she never thought she was good enough, and she never thought she was pretty enough. And I shook my head when I heard that because I said, society is the cause of all of that. And we have to understand that we are not accountable and understanding and accountable to society. We are accountable to God.
That's
and
correct.
When we take our eyes off of him, this is why, because I'll never meet up to your standard of me. But when I know that I will always meet God's standard, everything else is behind me. I don't really care about that.
That's right.
You know, it's very important. If you're just joining us, the number to call in is 646-915-8166. So now, Dr. G, with the movement, what are you looking to see happen in the communities around America?
Well, what I want to see happen is that we really create success communities where people move from poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency to knowledge, wealth, power, interdependency. That's what I want to see happen in our cities across the nation. And it's what's really, really nice, being a pilot, I travel to many cities, and I network. I love networking and meeting people. And so this movement here, everyone that I met said, we want to do it in our community. So I'm projecting here in the next year or two that this will come up in over 21 U.S. cities. And I hope some of your listening audience would go out to the websites and click on, and it's free to join the Ning site, you know, successcities.com, and pop up there. And if you do pop up there, I'll send you some information that will give you further insight into what we're doing. What we are planning on doing is doing this across the whole nation. I want to do this in like over 300 communities.
Mm-hmm.
Put this model in place where the people now are truly empowered so that they can help to empower the next generation. Because right now the next generation is in trouble. We've lost two generations of boys. And we're now losing the girls. You know, here in St. Louis, they got the kids dropping out of school now at 6, 7, and 8. Girls. I mean, I tell you what, we have to do something pretty quickly if we're going to fix it. And I have a process and a model that I think we ain't even got to think about. Let's just do it. Like Nike said, just do
just
it.
Just do it. You know,
we
tend to sit down to decipher everything and want to see everything in a logical way instead of just starting and move along, because until we take action, we're really not going to be getting the rest of the puzzle. It's like a puzzle. You know, when you start fitting it together, the more you put in is the easier it is to complete it. And then you frame it, but everybody's sitting down waiting. And we are not getting younger.
Nowhere.
And we must do our part, because we are only certain of today. This conversation you and I are having now, this is the only certainty we have. And it's not to sit around and think about who is going to complete it when I start it. That's none of your business, really. Just do what you ought to do. And the next person will step into place to do what they are supposed to do when their time comes around. So don't worry about whether you're going to be here for the next 500 years. You are here today. And that's what everybody wants you to do. Do what you can today.
And Daphne, and here's what we have to get out of. People say, well, I'm looking into the future. I'm waiting for tomorrow. Well,
yeah, but
tomorrow,
you're not doing anything with the present.
Tomorrow will never come, because it's
that's
always
right.
today.
It's always today.
Today.
Always
so,
today. So why are you waiting for something that's not going to be?
And so we got to have a TNT.
Mm-hmm.
You know what TNT is, don't you?
No.
Oh, it's like they call you. You know, you dynamite. You dynamic Daphne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, TNT is an acronym for today, not tomorrow.
That's right now. So you
got
to tell the people, one day at a time, today is all I have.
That's
the next
right.
24 hours, it's going to be tomorrow. Today again.
That's
so
right.
Grab a hold of it and do your best. And you know what I find out about living today only? You never have any regrets.
That's true.
Never have any regrets. Come on, we need to hear some callers. We want to hear some voices calling in here. 646-915-8166. Now, Dr. G, if you... would give people a plan of action to start where they are. I mean, all of us are living in dilapidated communities that could do with a facelift. So what you are saying here is not for any isolated community. It can be for my community and everybody else, because there's always something that our community can do with. Now, what kind of a list do we need to develop to go out and start look around to say, hey, here is where I can begin?
Well, the first place where you have to begin is with you. You see, our communities are in trouble because the families are in trouble. The reason why the family's in trouble is because the leader, whether male or female, is in trouble.
That's right.
He or she don't know their purpose. So the first place that you got to begin is with self.
That's right.
And you have to be willing to get knowledge. If God says you're being destroyed for lack of knowledge, you're going to have to make knowledge your primary concern, knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And the first place where people can begin, and this is a promotion for the book, is to go out to Amazon and buy the book, Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking. This book will empower you, and you'll be able to see it, and it'll help you start the journey. Somebody's got to be sent to give you the information. Even in the Bible, it talks about how can they hear unless one is sent? How can they hear without a preacher? But I mean, it also means teacher, apostle, whoever, or lead someone to come along to add value. Somebody's got to come to give you new information.
You know, and that's a powerful thing to do, because you know what? Especially those people who have been sitting on their God bless laurels all this time, and they get that book and they start to do something different. That has now become a conversation piece, because everybody is going to want to know, hey, there's something going on with you. What is it? And it gives you an opportunity to begin to talk. So a lot of time, I think some of us really don't need to be saying anything, but start working from the inside out and let that begin to talk for us.
That's true. But when you have the right information, see, because of the time right now, the window, and I put this also in the book about the perspective about time. When I'm flying that jet, time is money. We only get so many hours in a day. You know, when I'm flying it, there are certain spots I have to hit if I'm going to be able to arrive at the destination. That book there, if they get this is your captain speaking, it'll help them become laser focused, and it'll help them to be able, you know, to be able to understand vision, being able to see the big picture. They'll have big picture thinking. And then they'll realize that you can't do this by yourself. You're going to have a team.
That's right.
Even God said, let us make man. Let us make man. He didn't say, I was going to make man. And so we just have to change our way of thinking.
That's
and
right.
How we see things.
You know, because we have a Lone Ranger mentality, and that's not serving us well.
You're right. Well, we've been taught to be independent, but we live in an interdependent society where everything is dependent upon each other. But our just because our educational system have been the grading A, B, C, D, F, if I got caught cheating on you, looking at your tests, and they call me a cheater, I went down to the principal office. But we've been conditioned because of society to be independent. And a lot of us are just plain old dependents, waiting for somebody to come along to give us something.
Especially now that, you know, we as business owners, entrepreneurs, and things like that, we are no longer bound to doing business or utilizing resources only in our local zip code, because some of the resources we want is in other regions and the other countries.
Yes,
and
we're a global community. We're a global community. You know, you gotta think local, but act local, but you gotta be thinking global.
Exactly.
And you know, people are coming to America from other countries to do business, to come set up shop in America. So it's a different dynamic that we're in right now, and so we're going to have to change and look at different ways of doing things and look at how we change our knowledge base and get some relevant information that will really be effective for the times in which we're living in right now.
I heard one of my colleagues on a webinar the other day says that everybody else from every part of the world is buying up America under our noses while we are sitting down complaining about recession.
That's right. They are. But the good news is America is a capitalistic society. We got to understand that's been part of the foundation of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at how we have to stop doing business and start doing some true business, a new form of business that's really about helping the community and not just helping one or two or the one percenters become so wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at how we can share the wealth back in the create wealth, new wealth.
That's
and
right.
Keep in the community.
Dr. G, do you have the book handy? You want to give them just a couple of paragraphs to whet their appetite?
Yeah.
And
yes, I do.
While you do that, I'm going to go back to all these people on the line that's holding on to see if they have anything else they want to say. And if I open your lines and you don't want to say anything, it's okay to be quiet. But I know people all get so intense and forget to raise their hands. So I'm going to go back again and check you guys out. And I'm checking with 2973. Would you like to say anything?
Yes, this is Kelsey Holmes again. I'm just in total agreement with whatever Dr. G says. He's got the plans. So
all right.
I think that we're very fortunate to have him as a mentor. And if we would just take the time upon ourselves to seek some of the knowledge that he's making available to us, we would all be much better for that.
That's right, and you will be, Kelsey. You know, from the mere fact that you have carved this time aside to be on this call, you are doing what you ought to do. So just keep your nose to the grindstone.
Thank you very much.
All right. And now I am going to call her. I'm going to call 1145. Would you want to say anything?
Yes. This is Cheryl Valley in St. Louis calling again.
Hi, Cheryl.
I would like for Dr. G to explain a little bit more of the problems that we see, particularly in St. Louis, about cohesion of our people.
Okay.
And why he thinks that, I know a lot of it has been discussed, but there's a little more going on. It seems we just can't seem to do what we need to do to get where we need to be.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Dr. G?
Well, here's has been the problem here in St. Louis. St. Louis is the last or I should say the state of Missouri is the last state to end slavery.
Mm.
So they're still, you know, they got a little courthouse down here that they refused to tear down where, you know, the Dred Scott the Dred Scott issue took place here, and then where they used to sell the slaves on the court steps. So it still reminds blacks that you still are slaves.
Wow.
We're still back to this. I'm going to say this again, that there has been really a social contract, anti-white-black anti-social contract that's been in place for the longest, and it's never been addressed.
Mm.
I know we got Constitution, but you still have, we were never considered as equal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have equal status. We have a few civil rights, and they're kind of taking those away now that the civil rights movement is dead. But we don't have equal status. And so what you have in our city, you still have a good old boy city. And because of that social contract, it's okay for blacks to go kill another black.
Mm.
Nobody's going to say. A kid die here just about every night here in St. Louis or
oh,
in St. Louis. No. The blacks shooting one another. It's okay to kill another black. You know, it's just like what's going on in our country right now. It's okay for Spanish to kill another black and kind of like get away with it. But unfortunately, because of the news media and this thing has really have gone to the presidential level, it has is the reason why it's coming to the forefront. If it wasn't for the news media, this would have been another one, just another cover-up. And so what we got to begin to do, and I see it here in St. Louis, Missouri, African-Americans must begin to establish a new social contract with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Where forget the larger society, but if we begin to establish a new social contract with each other that we're not going to kill one another or defame each other's character.
I'm your brother. I have your back. Mm-hmm.
I got your back. I'm going to build you up and add value to you, and we're going to operate off a new set of principles, unifying principles, where we're not going to compete with one another, but we're going to complete each other.
Complement and complete
so
one another.
We can fulfill our purpose, why the Creator sent us to the planet.
That's right.
If we able to, and this is what I'm attempting to do here in the community, is to put that process in place so that you can see the community be evolved. You know, in the book, Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking, the second edition, I put in there the new, or we, my colleague and I, you know, I have a friend of mine, she was the former vice president of TWA, and we got together and I shared with her about where I've been on a mission since, you know, Doc was, you know, assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she said, let's go, let's roll. And so we've been rolling and ever since, and we wrote this book together. But here was the vision that I saw that we need in our communities. What if there was somewhere you could go right in your own neighborhood, wherever you lived in the world, where there are people who shared your desire for abundant living, people who would help you and expect nothing in return?
That's right.
What if there was somewhere you never had to be alone, where there was always someone who would understand without judgment? Because they shared your most basic dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if there was somewhere you could grow as a person, a parent, a spouse, a friend, a contributor to your community, where you'd feel alive, useful, and empowered while you help others to grow?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was somewhere you could go every day where only people who sincerely desire to build their personal foundation, financial worth, and relationships were gathered? What if there was somewhere you can go every day where only people who wanted to build up their community, create jobs for all who want them, and have a positive impact on the community politics, and leave a legacy for their children were gathered?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was somewhere you could learn the simple secrets that allowed success, happiness, and abundance to flow in your life? Well, would you go there?
Yes.
Would you go there, Daphne?
Yes, we will. But, you know, we can have all of what you just mentioned when each and every one of us decide to take the responsibility to create that for ourselves. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to compound it across the community because people are not going to be looking selfish anymore. We are all going to be pooling it together for the advantage and the well-being of that community.
That's what this is all about, Daphne, creating that community. That loving, caring, sharing, adding value communities.
Because
that's what it's all about. That's the vision.
You know, Dr. G, without calling any names of certain culture and ethnicity, that is happening in this country in certain inner circles. Because you go into certain businesses and you don't see no black people working in there. You know, because those people are looking about their people. Yes,
well, that's
and
true.
They're not killing their people. We are killing our people instead of lifting and building up.
Well, they don't have the same issues that we have, that has been planted in our culture over the last 400 years. They come to our country, don't have the same baggage.
That's right.
So what we have to do, and see, this is where the power, because see, God says, whatever that you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And so you have the same power because in his eyesight he sees us as all equal.
Equal,
one blood.
That's right. He doesn't have favorites.
He doesn't have, he sees us all as equal, But until you know who you are,
and who
then
you
and
are.
Only whose you are and who you are, whose you are, then who you are and what you've been called to do, can you be able to operate in that. But when you have been taught that you're less than animal, you're not a human being, or you're not even a spirit, then you put your head down and you walk around. But he said, I've given you power to get wealth. You've been anointed.
That's right.
You've been anointed to get
wealth.
So
we got to learn to rebuke that and move on, you know.
Quickly. We have to learn how to unlearn real quickly.
Action. So let me go. I forget what her name is. Did that answer? Did that expand enough for you?
It certainly did.
All right.
Thank you
so very much.
Daphne, the other thing that we have to do quickly is that we have to move. We got to stop this competing with one another, male
That's
against
right.
female.
That's right.
And got to understand that in the eyesight of God, we're equal.
Equal.
Just, there's
equal.
Different responsibility. I'm going to say something to your audience. You know, I got a revelation in the Word of God one day. I was studying it. He said, the last shall be first, and some of the first will be last. That's biblical.
Exactly.
Well, I thought about that for such a long time. What did that really mean? And one day in my spirit, it came to life. It says, what was the last thing I created?
Mm-hmm.
On the seventh day, I rested. I have not created anything else after the seventh day.
That's right.
I rest. I finished my work. The last thing that he created was woman.
Mm-hmm.
It is her turn and it's her time, especially African-American women.
Mm-hmm.
They have been faithful to God.
Mm-hmm.
Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't control much wealth.
That's right.
There's a report out that says that African-American women have up to $5 worth of wealth. And then another report that I heard that gave an age bracket has negative wealth. And I said to myself, we've been doing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now you're seeing a group of people are being leaving the planet forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because unless you're able to bring them through that race, you can't have babies. God has a promise. Get into this earth realm, you got to come through woman.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've killed off the males, and now if you're going over to other cultures, because your group is not taking care of you, you're wiping out a whole species of people right now. And so what we got to do, and this is where I'm at, is train and develop, re-educate, teaching how to unlearn. And we're going to use the Internet. Internet is an awesome tool.
Oh, yes.
Awesome tool to do distance learning. And your listening audience, because I know some, you've got them all over the globe listening to you right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got to come together around a new process that we're going to add value to each other's lives.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
And
we got to
have a new destination.
We don't have to think about your ethnicity. Just come together and let us do it, because it can be done.
It will be done.
We have 26 minutes remaining. I encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. And I am going to check with somebody else and see whether they want to say something. And now I am checking with caller on. You are on 3970.
Yes, my name is Eva Marie Keys. I am from St. Louis, Missouri, and I am a student of Dr. G. And I would like to say Dr. G is truly a man with vision.
Yeah.
He is a man who is about everyone and not self. And I thank the Creator for allowing a man such as Dr. G to enter into my life at this time.
Amen. 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 What are some of the benefits that you have gotten since you encountered Dr. G's information and services? What are some things? If it's even two things you think you are now doing differently, what are those two things?
Okay, well, I'm learning, and I've learned to work as a interdependent person.
Mm-hmm.
And I am learning the 15 laws of success,
mm-hmm.
which will change your life forever.
Wonderful.
Once we make, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And as always, I'm asking all the callers to stop by the show page and leave a comment, because there are people who will be downloading and they want to read some of the things that you have said. So I want to thank you so, so very much.
And you're so welcome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I have two more callers. I'm checking in with them, because we are down to 24 minutes. So listen, don't wait too long. Call in now. Call in now. The number is 646-915-8166. And now I am moving to caller on 3866. Do you have anything to say to Dr. G? State your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Karel Barres. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, how are you?
I am fine. I am curious on your website where I can make my comments or get on your chat line, because you mentioned the page, but I'm not certain what it is.
Would you repeat that?
I'm needing to know, Ms. Daphne, what your page is so I can be in your chat room and also leave a comment.
Okay. Oh, I am sorry. It's blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. And that will put you into the chat room on the radio show. I think there's supposed to be an icon you click on that says chat now. And it brings
you
right in there. And when you go on the show, under where the episode is, you can leave a comment there as well.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I am going to go to caller on 3998 to see if he has anything to say. I think I remember that's a he.
Yes, this is Carl Kimmons calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Dr. G, being a student of yours for so long, I had the benefit of being able to read both editions of your book. And what I would like to ask you about is, when you're describing the four phases of coming together as a team, I just noticed that you added two more steps in that phase. You always take some Dr. G and you kind of improve it. And I saw that you had added the adjoining stage and the transforming stage.
That's right. Can you
bring that all together for me, please?
Well, there's really four steps to the coming together process. It's called the forming, storming, norming, and performing. But the adjoining stage is when really you really begin to bond, and the transformation stage is where you really move from poverty, ignorance, and dependency to true knowledge, wealth, power, interdependent status. And so it's a process. Everything is a process. We weren't taught that. You know, I just heard, I believe it was Eva mentioned about the 15 laws. Actually, it's 101 laws to success. I mean, you got to know these laws. Life is governed by laws. But you also have to understand the process. Yes, we've added the adjoining and the transformation piece, because transformation is where you're going to be, because when you are transformed, you will have truly renewed your mind.
That's right.
You are a new person.
That's right.
All things will have been passed away. All things will have become new.
That's right. All right. So, Dr. G, we are going to ask you to read that portion to just give the listeners a teaser.
I can't hear you.
Okay. No, there was a lot of background noise, so I put him on mute. Would you please read that section for us now to give us a teaser for the book so people will be more encouraged to go out and pick it up?
Well, what we did with that piece, we put it out at success-networking.net.
Oh, not what he spoke about. Any section of the book that you want to read.
Okay. Well, I just read to you the vision that we had for, and that was in collaboration, teamwork, and networking. I'm sitting here with two books going back and forth having fun. But in the new book, the latest book, Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking, I put in there really what the information age society really will be like. I mean, because right now we're in the new system, but the current system is still trying to overshadow it. But this new system, people are going to have to really understand the difference between an industrial-based economy and a knowledge-based economy, and learn about how ideas now are more important. They can be tangible. It can create wealth for you. And this new knowledge is constantly regenerating. Knowledge is, you know, it was at one point, man's knowledge was doubling every 18 months. But now I'm hearing it's doubling every 6 months now. So new information is really moving on the scene. And so you're going to have to have a new vehicle or process to be able to decipher and disseminate that information. And so that requires a whole new way of looking at things. Also, this new in the book I put in here, this new information age is going to be about people power.
Mm-hmm.
Versus in the old system, it was money power. You remember the golden rule?
Does he who makes the rule keeps the gold?
Or he who has the gold going to make the rules.
That's right.
That was in the old system. But in the new system, he who's in the know going to make the rule. Because, see, now knowledge is now the primary source of capital. It's more important than money. Because when you have the knowledge, you know how to create wealth. It's a whole, and you know, technically, the playing field is really level. Mm-hmm. The information age is not just about the computer. It's about a whole, we're literally creating a new and inclusive society from the bottom up.
That's right.
Millions of people are already tuning their lives of tomorrow, but there is, I see a lot, I talk to a lot of people daily, don't have a clue of what to do, and they still want to hang on to the world or the old system that gave them birth. The other thing about this new information age, one of the characteristics about it is that it will be a global economy versus domestic economy. We're going to have to learn how to compete now on a global with other people. Are one group is not broke. You were right. They are buying up America.
That's right. There's lots of money spending here, and you know, Dr. G, you wonder where time goes when you're having fun and becoming educated and gaining knowledge. We are down to 17 minutes. I would like for you to summarize and pick out a few high points you want to leave the listeners with.
I want to leave this to the listeners. They got to understand that learning is a continuous process. I know some of us have gone through the industrial age school and gotten college degrees, and we think that we've made it, but that knowledge is no longer, a lot of it's no longer valid in the new system. And so we have to become lifelong learners. The other thing that they have to learn is that we're going to have to learn how to collaborate, teamwork, and network ourselves together. The other thing is that resources are limited if you're looking at things just for money, but knowledge is unlimited. It's a wealth of information out there that's available to help us improve our lives. And life, this organization, Living, Learning, and Faith Every Day, would like to be the company, the alternative educational company, that be able to be the forerunner to provide this information that empowers, enlighten, motivate to get folks to the next level. And so everything that we do, it is designed to inspire. The other thing, too, that I come from a God-centered perspective. He created the universe. He owns it all. It really belongs to him. And so I want to do things keeping him at the forefront so that all the people, not just one group of people, but all of us prosper and be in good health, and that our latter days will be better than our first.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about, is saving ourselves and our communities and our families. It is what it is.
Yes, and you know, it is on our shoulders to create a valuable legacy for the next generation.
Absolutely.
You
know,
absolutely. Or the generation before us did the best they could with what they had.
That's correct.
And it is now up to us to fill.
We have no excuse.
We have no excuse. Because the things that we have at our disposal, we can do so much if we get up off our God bless laurels and take action.
That's right.
You know?
That's the key word, is action.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Action today, not tomorrow.
That's right, because today's all we have, and yet us utilize it. Give out your contact information again, how to access information and the books and the life movement and all of that, please, Dr. G.
I want to give out, just so I don't confuse people, really one website.
Okay.
www.success-networking.net.
And if people are looking to start the movement in their communities, that information is there too?
Yes, they can go out there. There's a lot of information out there that, you know, on the website. I know the first website I gave you was successcities.com, which talks about the Life More Abundant online community movement. It's informative. It's empowering. And you can send an email. You can join the movement at that site.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you're going to be featured somewhere. Give them that information again so that they can go out and pick that up and support you.
Well, you know what? They got, they named me as one of America's premier celebrity experts in my field. And if they Google me, that's out there. It's out there at Google. They can see that. But they're about to do a story that should come out here pretty quickly in USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
I probably shouldn't have said nothing. But it's going to be coming out here pretty quickly here. And it speaks to my life and what I've been attempting to do to try and help make a difference in the lives of our communities. And now it's time to do it on a larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
Because things are getting worse at the moment. And we're up to it. If the people, your listening audience, is really up to change, let's all make it happen.
And Dr.
Change.
G, oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You do so much. You have a family, you're a pilot and everything. What do you do for fun?
You know what, Daphne? That's a great question. My wife said, you work so hard. We was talking about that today, and I said, yeah, I do work hard because I know that we're behind the time. One of the things I do like to do, I like to golf. I like to ride horses. I like to roller skate when I find the time. Those are some of my fun things.
And I'm going to stop you because I know that the Spirit didn't have me ask you for no reason. And I wanted to hear what you answer me. You said you like those things. And now I want to challenge you, my brother, to not only like them, but to begin to get involved in them. Because I want you to continue to give from your saucer and not from your full cup.
Unless
you are experiencing overflow, you're not going to be good to any of us. So begin to give to you, to replenish you, so that you can be the best of what God wants you to be, to help us to create the legacy and the journey that you're on.
And I give you my word, I will begin to do that immediately.
Yes. And yes, and I'm talking to myself too, because I mean, you know me too. I haven't been doing anything for myself, and I started off by eating differently and just changed my whole lifestyle.
Yes.
And I have become a conversation piece, because a gentleman said to me Friday night, how come every time I see you, you happen to look younger?
Mm.
And I came to a crossroads where I said to myself, if I stop giving to me, I'm not going to have enough to give to anybody else. And the people who care about us have to keep a watchful eye out for us so that we keep doing the right thing. Because the journey that we are on, we want to see it manifest so much for so many people.
Yes.
And we tend to neglect ourselves. And God doesn't want us to do that. So I know the Spirit have me to ask you that for a reason, just to open your eyes.
And I receive it. And I can tell you, I'm going to begin to execute that immediately.
Yes. Well, We got to. We have 9 minutes remaining. Do you have anything else you would like to say?
Of course. Always, Daphne. I stay loaded. One of the things I do want to say to your listening audience is thank you for allowing me to listen to my heart. And thank you, Daphne.
Oh,
thank you for having me on your show. It's always a privilege and an honor and a pleasure to be on the show. And I'm here to serve you. So if you ever need me to come up to your city, just call.
That's right. That's right. You know, I thank you. I honor you. I know that it's not an accident that we met. I even forget how many years ago. But I think God placed his people where he wants them to connect.
Yes.
And I want to say that to the listeners that Dr. G and I met at a conference down in Cleveland. And I'm saying this to say not to take any meeting slightly. You know, because there's always a way that you can add value to somebody else. Don't always look for what's in it for you, but look for what it is that you can offer to somebody else. All of us have something that we can offer to somebody else. Something tangible, something unique, something that is authentically you. Look into you and see what you have to offer, because this is what that will be part of what is allowing us to revitalize and empower all our community to abundance. Let us commit today on this show that we will join this movement and make a difference in this community. If it is to be, it's up to me to attract the rest of you for us to become we. We can do it, and we need to take the action. Dr. G is committed, he's devoted and dedicated, but he cannot do it alone. His many students who have called in, they cannot do it alone. But with each and every one of us picking up the slack where we are, we can make a huge difference. I want to thank you for the journey and the mission that you are on, Dr. G. And you know where to find me, my brother. Whatever I can do, I'm just a phone call, a Skype call away. So, congratulations on all the amazing things that you are doing.
We give God all the glory. I want everybody to know that.
Yes.
Give him all the glory and all the honor. He said, if we give him the glory, he'll give us the gold. I said, oh, that's fair enough.
Yes.
That's fair enough. Anyway,
that's right.
It was a privilege. I thank you. Thank you so much for having me on this evening. And I thank all the listening audience that called in from the St. Louis area as well.
Thank you so much, and thank all the listeners. And listen, if this conversation tonight is not an affirmation to let you know that we are all called for a destiny, I don't know what is. But I want for you to be reminded that you need to stay in your race. Run in your lane. Run your race. Each and every one of us will run our race successfully. And at the end, we will collaborate to complete each other. We
yes.
are not competing in the race. We are here to complete. Because you know something? Your competition in the race is not your concern. Your last race is supposed to be your concern and focus, where you can do better than you did in the past. So stay true to your calling, stay true to the journey you are called to travel, and do not allow anyone or anything to derail you. I see you on Wednesday at 10 a.m. and stay focused. Stay true. Know that you were created for greatness. Love you all and thank you for your support. Thank you, Dr. G, for being on the show tonight.
You're welcome. God bless you.
My way through and direct. I'm going to see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and